Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Set. List hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norm Shiela is with us, medical doctor. And I'm telling a story, and I'm not done. And it's a very complex story, but I think it's where we're headed. And it is so dangerous. And we can't let this happen. So here's some more of the story, Dr. Shiela. So we have this group of people who have not been into school in a whole generation from in the 60s. And then all along comes this waste company, the number two trash company in the country called Allied Waste. BFI is number one, at the time was, and Allied Waste was number two. Allied Waste decides that they're going to put a dump, a 14-acre dump, on top of an aquifer in the area where these people live, the Black Village. And I heard about this, and I was outraged. I mean, I was not a broadcaster, I was just a farmer, but I was out of control angry about this. It made no sense. They were going to bring trash in from all the surrounding states, and they were going to bring it in by rail. They were going to bring it in by trucks. There was going to be one truck every minute, 24 hours a day coming in, and they were going to just make a mountain on top of this aquifer. And it was ultimately probably going to kill these people because of the leachate that would perforate the liner and pollute the aquifer. Okay, so I got together with the people in the whole area, and most of them were white, but a few of them were black. And they said, I said, we need to have this information disseminated. Everybody needs to learn about this. We need to put some articles in the county newspaper that came out once a week so that everybody can read about it. And that's when I learned firsthand that the illiteracy rate in this county, in this area, was 46%. That means 46% of the people could read and write. The rest could not. So writing articles in the newspaper would do zero good in the exact area where this dump was going to be placed, because the people who lived there didn't take the newspaper. They didn't read the newspaper because they didn't know how to read and write. Any comments about this, Dr. Shiela? This thing is getting bigger and bigger, right?
Obviously, I'm flabbergasted at our political situation. It's always been borderline, in my opinion, and some days horrible, and today I consider it horrible.
And what I'm talking about, Dr. Shiela, in class, is Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia, kind of like one of the places where our country began. And this is like borders of Washington, D.C. Virginia and Washington, D.C. share a border. So it's not like when you think of Virginia, you don't think of what I'm talking about. You can't imagine 46% illiteracy rate in the Commonwealth of Virginia, can you? Well, I'm telling you that people in this particular area back then lived in cabins that were former slave cabins that had electricity. The electricity was one light bulb hanging down from a cord in the center of the cabin. Period. That's what I'm talking about. And I'm talking about people who did not read or write. And when you saw these people in school, you had no idea that they were going back home. They'd be dropped off by the school bus on the corner, and they would walk to their cabin, which had a dirt floor. You had no idea that that's what was going on. But it was. And this is as sad as can be, and we can't let this continue because, in my opinion, if we allow the school system And I'm not a big fan of the public training camp by any means. But how will the majority of people learn how to read and write when their parents use things like tablets, cell phones, Kindles, electronic media, and they don't have books in their house? How are they going to teach their young people how to read and write? They buy this electronic media. They buy these electronic books for a few dollars rather than the actual paper copy, the hardbound or paperback copy. They buy this, and then when the battery quits or they drop their tablet, they've lost everything because they can't transfer it to the next device. They've lost their minds with being sold down the river with this technology that is going to destroy future generations. Dr. Shelia, any comments about that?
Well, I, interestingly, have all my life since it came on been using a PR, and I despise Microsoft as much as anything in the world. I'm about to change to Apple.
Well, Apple, okay, you're thinking about an operating system?
A MacBook, yeah.
How about this? Okay, how about this? How about using Linux? Have you considered that?
Using what?
Linux.
Oh, is that an operating system, Linux?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's free. It's free. I'm sitting right in front of, in the studio here, just, I don't know, 50, 60, 70 miles from where you are. And I have a couple old Dell computers, and I have three of them. And what I've done is I've downloaded for free a copy of Linux. It's Linux Mint, M-I-N-T, is the distribution of Linux. And I have maybe close to the latest version, but maybe not. And what you do is you just go on your Microsoft computer and you type in Linux Mint, two words, Linux Mint, and the next word, download. And you can download it for free. And then you burn it to a DVD. Then you take that DVD and you put it into your computer. And it'll say, do you want to install Linux? Do you want to test it? Take it for a trial ride without installing it? Just want to load it? Do you want to install it and overwrite Microsoft? Or do you want to boot with Microsoft and or Linux? So you can pick one. So for example, if you're not sure, what you can do is say, I want to install it, take half of my hard drive and install Linux on that and leave Microsoft alone. And then when you start your computer, you boot it up, it says, what do you want to do? Number one, Linux. Number two, Microsoft. Pick one. And if you want to go to Microsoft, you pick number two. If you want to use Linux, you pick number one. And it's absolutely free.
Can I get rid of everything Microsoft forever? I despise Microsoft.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Dr. Shelia, it's something you don't know about me, but maybe I'm the guy who despises Microsoft almost as much, almost as much as you do. And here's what happened. This is a true story. So when I was a computer consultant in Virginia, I had several counties that hired me to be their principal consultant. So they would pay me to give them advice and to install what I said that they should do. So one of the counties in Virginia that I was the principal consultant for, I suggested we dump Microsoft. Now, they had an elementary school. And this is county school system, public school system. County elementary, county middle school, county high school. And I said, we can dump Microsoft. We can get rid of them. And I think I can get it all for free. So I called Red Hat Linux in the Carolinas, and I asked for a meeting with Matthew Zulick. Matthew Zulick was the CEO, and so I drove down with a guy that worked with me to Red Hat Linux, and I said to Matthew Zulick, we were sitting in the conference room, just the three of us, and I said, I would like to kick Microsoft. I'd like to be the first school system, the first public school system in the country to kick Microsoft out, and I will do it if you'll help me, but here's what I need. I need everything that you've got, all of your applications and tech support. If you'll give that to me for free, I'll do it. We'll be the first ones. And we will implement a Red Hat certification program where we will train the high school students to be certified Red Hat engineers. I will do that if you'll give me everything I need for free. And he said, you got a deal. So what we did, literally, we spent the entire summer, one of the technicians and I, who's now running the school system's information technology, together we put Red Hat Linux on almost every computer. And during the summer, some teachers would walk in and we'd say, you know, we're putting in this new operating system. What do you think of it? Let's go to Office and see what you think of Office. And they go, well, it looks like Office to me. Well, it was free. So when Bill Gates would sell us a copy of Office every 18 months for $89 or $189, you know, every 18 months, we'd have to upgrade the operating system, Windows, for another $89. We got rid of all of that and put in a dual boot system where you could press one or press two. And if you went into Linux, you could run Windows applications under Linux. You could run Windows applications under Windows, and they look the same. So what I'm saying is, if you like Microsoft Office, you don't have to have that. You can use Linux for free. It comes with Office. When I type an email, it's in Linux. When I type a document that I want to save, it's in Microsoft's. Oh, sorry, it's
I don't
in
want
Linux.
Anything to do with Microsoft, including no. documents, especially.
Well, okay, this reads and writes Microsoft. So if you want to say, if you're in Linux and Linux Office, it's called Linux Write, Linux Calc. It has all of the features of Microsoft's Office, all of them. It's absolutely 100% free, and it will read a Microsoft document, and it will write a Microsoft document, or it'll save it in its native Linux Office format. It is absolutely fabulous. I've been using it for, 30 years now, and it works great. It absolutely works great. So, and it looks like Office. It looks like Windows. If someone came into the studio, they would say, you're using Microsoft. And I go, well, it kind of looks like that, doesn't it? But it's not. It's Linux, and it's absolutely free. So if you want to learn more about a class, you can go to type in Linux, L-I-N-U-X, space, M-I-N-T, Mint. And there's also Linux. There's also Red Hat Linux. There are a whole bunch of different Linux distributions. I just happen to think that the easiest for me to use is Mint. So, Dr. Shuley, it's free. And I have a feeling that Sergey Sorin, your medical business partner, is into computer technology. And you might want to discuss this with him. But it works really great, and it's stable. And there's no antivirus for it because it doesn't need it. Can you imagine that?
I thought it was the great advantage, so-called, of Apple.
Here's what this will do for you. It will let you use your current computer. You don't have to buy any new computers. All you have to do is download this and save it to a DVD. You'll save it to your hard drive. You just type in Linux space Mint space download. You download it. You create what's called an image file of it, and then you just take that DVD, put it in your disk drive, boot with it, and load it. And you will be so impressed. But make sure that you back up everything that you want just in case something goes wrong during the installation process. But I think you'll be really impressed. You'll say, wow, it looks just like what I used to have, except it's not owned by Bill Gates and company.
Yeah, I consider him at least the most evil person I know enough about to call the most evil person in America.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not just him. It's his buddies. It's like Adobe. I was bumping along just fine here in the studio, and all of a sudden one day, a Microsoft computer that all I did was use it to boot to my BrickLink Comrex equipment. We use Comrex equipment for communications here, and it stopped working because Adobe, that ran under Microsoft Windows, they said, no, we're not going to support it anymore. When they said they're not going to support it anymore, they mean we're not going to let you use it anymore. Support it, I don't care about the support, but they shut it down. So now it doesn't even work. So that kind of stuff doesn't happen with Linux. Linux is the way to go. David, we'll be right with you.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Last, Dr. Norm Shealy is with me. Dr. Shealy, I just sent you a copy or a link to Linux.
Oh, great.
And class, here's what you do. If you're going to download it, make sure you download it right from a good source. And I'm going to give you a good source, the one that I sent Dr. Shealy. It's called linuxmint.com, L-I-N-U-X-M-I-N-T, one word, linuxmint.com, okay? And you'll be able to read about it. David in Illinois, welcome. By the way, David, you are a technically savvy guy. I know that. Any comments about what I said regarding Linux and Dr. Shealy's situation?
Yeah, I had some comments for you about that, too. Now, Linux, I use mess with Ubuntu Linux. It's just another flavor, another version. Yes, now he could install one of the versions. I'm not sure if Mint has. I'm sure they probably do. You can install it and run it off a simple flash drive, plug it in a USB port. Tell your
That's correct.
Computer to
That's
move.
Correct.
This
That's
way
correct.
You can get familiarized with it, see how it works. It should be a lot faster than Windows. It'll function a lot better. You'll have a little bit of a learning curve, I'm sure. But now the Office program that I use, in what I believe was one of the first ones for Linux, wasn't it OpenOffice?
There were several. There were several thing. Versions. There was OpenOffice, mm-hmm. there was Apache Office, and Libre, L-I-B-R-E Office. And it seems like it was the same project that was taken over by different groups. Now, mm-hmm. to just be clear, class and Dr. Shealy, Linux is open source, which means that it's not the code, the actual source code, is available to be looked at. Anybody can look at it, and anybody can modify it. It's just that they have to annotate what they did with their modification and why, who they are, when they did it, and why. So it keeps getting improved. And if someone tried to trash it, that would be fixed by the worldwide users. So it's not for sale. It's free. It's absolutely free. It's a great collaboration of geeks and people who want to do a better job. And I was going to send Dr. Shealy, I didn't have enough bandwidth at the time, to send him a screenshot of my computer to show Dr. Shealy. It looks just like Windows. Just like it. It's not like it's 90% the same. It's 100% the same.
And the Linux users community, they don't really tolerate people messing, purposely trying to mess up the software and make it. They don't really, you may be having some hackers in there, but they don't usually tolerate messing with Linux.
And the other thing is, and there's another thing, David. Remember when we used to have 16 megahertz computers, and then we had 25 megahertz computers. I'm talking about, the Intel processors, and then maybe 33 megahertz and 50, and then 100 and so forth. Well, each time that a new version of Windows came out, you needed a faster processor because Windows, the operating system, became more bloated. It had more and more that it was doing that took more and more processor cycles. So what you needed was more memory, more processor speed. You had to upgrade. And then pretty soon he said, this old computer isn't working. I got to get a new computer. And then he said, I got a newer computer. And pretty soon we're buying computers every 18 months because we couldn't live with, people didn't realize it was Windows that was causing the computers to slow down. Well,
yep, Windows sucks, and I'm being kind.
And that's what Windows did. And I believe that Windows, and this is not just part of the story, and I believe Windows was in bed with Intel. And Microsoft, or when Microsoft would say to Intel, listen, we're going to help you sell a whole bunch of processors because we're going to slow these computers down to a grinding halt. So people would get a new version of Windows and they go, oh, I can't stand it. It's too slow. I need a new computer. And then pretty soon they said, I just need a new computer. They wouldn't even upgrade anymore. Well, then, at the same time, we had viruses. So you load the antivirus software to protect your Microsoft computer from being destroyed from outside, and that slowed the computer down. So you took a perfectly good high-speed computer that ran in DOS with no problems whatsoever, and then you put Windows on it, you connected it to the Internet, and then it would be destroyed by viruses, so you put antivirus software that slowed it down 50%. So then you got a faster computer. And it was a never-ending cycle. And you can avoid all that nonsense, all of it, 100% of it, if you go to Linux. And the cost is free. David, I'd love to hear your comments when we come back. We're going into a break. And then please continue with your discussion.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A deadly avalanche swept 8 skiers down a Utah mountain Saturday, killing 4. The victims, all in their 20s, included 3 Salt Lake City residents. They were part of 2 separate groups caught in the avalanche in Mill Creek Canyon. 4 survivors, all men who ranged from 23 to 38 years of age, had dug themselves and the victims out of the snow before being rescued. Anyone that follows politics will tell you the Democrats' impeachment of President Trump has zero chance of conviction. Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, tells Fox News over the weekend Senator Chuck Schumer's words has earned him an impeachment.
I mean, really, we ought to impeach Chuck Schumer then. He went to the Supreme Court, stood in front of the Supreme Court, and said specifically, hey, Gorsuch, hey, Kavanaugh, you've unleashed a whirlwind, and you're going to pay the price. You won't know what hits you if you continue with these awful decisions.
President Trump's impeachment begins Tuesday, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number 1 in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Magic mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest one of all?
This has been an amazing year. Amazing year. We got off to a good start, 7-2, and then had a little rough stretch where we kind of found our identity and played a lot better football down last December, January. And just really proud of all the guys, proud of all the coaches, the effort we put in. We knew we were playing a great football team tonight, and we got the job done. So you want to get this far, you got to get the job done, and we did it.
Tom Brady completed 21 of 29 passes for 201 yards and 3 touchdowns in the Buccaneers' 31-9 win over the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 55. Sunday night, Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay, Florida.
I think everybody, you know, believed we could win. So, but, you know, I think through the last, you know, really all year we believed in ourselves. Our coaches believed in us. We believed in ourselves. And, again, we were going up against a great team tonight and just happy we got the job done.
Brady, the oldest player to ever play in a Super Bowl, came away with his 7th championship, surpassing the Pittsburgh Steelers and New England Patriots for the most Super Bowl wins in NFL history.
You know, big-time players making big-time plays. So just love what they did, what they added to the team. You know, Gronk's an unbelievable player, teammate, talent, work ethic, commitment, and AB is just, since he got here, he's just done everything the right way. So impressed by him, proud of him. Takes a lot of people for us to get to this point, and, you know, we all have great support systems in place, and I think everyone should be celebrating him tonight.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
Got your
take my
when you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Shuley's with us, and David is with us. David is a USA Prepares instructor as well. And Dr. Shuley, I just sent you a screenshot of my PC. Does that look like Windows? I opened an old document.
I can't open it. It opens with some kind of scribble in front of it. I can see it in the background, but I'll play with it later.
Okay, so anyway, that is a screenshot to show you that what Linux looks like, Linux Mint, and the Office, LibreOffice, which is free as well, looks like. And you'll see that it's virtually, it's indistinguishable from Microsoft Office. David, any quick comments and then into your questions or thoughts?
Now, if he's thinking about switching over to this, there's a, I have, which you may have this technician CD that has Drive Image, Partition Magic, NTFS, DOS, regular DOS, the whole, there's a whole list of software you could use. But you can just simply use that, and you could do a whole drive image of your drive. It won't take long. If something were to happen, 5-10 minutes, you're back.
Right. You're talking about making an image before you start, and I use all of those applications. You're absolutely right, and I can help Dr. Hsu. That's more than we can do on the air, but I can help him, or you can help him, you know, off the air with that. Did you have any comments about the integration that I was talking about?
Yeah, I did. One other question. The only problem I had with in the past with Linux is sometimes it didn't have all the drivers for the 8-bit boards, but they've got all that stuff. So I don't think you would have an 8-bit board.
And if you have an old printer, you might have a problem with Linux having the, you know, the driver to work. Other than that, I think it's pretty darn good.
Now, okay. I grew up with this. I went to, they shipped me off to a school for a while, where they had started an integration program, and we had people, I don't know where they came from, but they actually bussed them in from city buses, the big city buses. And they were people from black community as well as Hispanic. Now, there was a lot of people there that didn't speak a lick of English, nothing. And I see these people now that say, oh, well, they'll just be here for a year and they'll know English. You wouldn't even know the difference. Those, they never had no intention or tried to learn English while we were there. And really put a big setback on the class activities and the way the class had to be run because half the class didn't speak a lick of English. You know, and I see some things today with these young people, and I actually seen a video where some of these young people are out there using their cell phones to figure out how to pump gas in their car. Now, what's happening here?
If government does it, it's going to be absolutely miserably bad. That's my opinion. I don't know any single thing the government's ever done that is even optimal IQ of 90.
And no
disagreement from the chorus here.
The integration programs we had. Now, I felt bad for all of that. When I was lucky enough to go to be able to go to school during that time, I would see the people from the black communities would come. They would even try to dress and associate with the people from that area where they shipped them to school. But they weren't having it. It would cause nothing but conflicts and anger. And even the people they were bringing in were like, why are we having to travel all the way over here to go to school? We don't want to go to school all the way over here with these people. They don't like us. We don't like them. There was nothing but conflicts like crazy, you know. And so I feel bad for both sides. You know?
Yes. No disagreement. And the problem is, you know, if you think about how we evolved, you know, we started out maybe in caves, and well, we didn't start out in caves, but you know, we occupied caves and we made some marks on the caves to communicate our thoughts, and then we improved that we scratched out some symbols on some rocks, and then we improved on that, and we used clay tablets, and then we improved on that, and we used papyrus and reeds and some berries for ink, and then we got pencils and paper and books, and that's how we passed knowledge on. But there had to be some common denominators, and that would be the language set, whether it be English or German or French or Spanish or whatever it happened to be. There were common words for common things. Well, if we lose that ability to communicate, how the heck can young people go forward? Like, read that cell phone screen to tell them how to pump gas. How can they do that? How can they know not to lick the light socket? You know, It's kind of unbelievable that we're headed this way. And that gets back to my very original point, Dr. Shuley and David, of this broadcast. I am extremely concerned that we are not passing along reading, writing, arithmetic, history, science, and, you know, the basics. I'm concerned that we are not communicating that to our young people, because I've talked to people who have friends who have young children, even in the Springfield public school camp, and they're not going to school. They are distance learning. How do you learn how to read if you don't know how to read? Who's going to do that? Is the mother going to teach the child how to read? Most people say, I can't stand being with my child that long. I mean, I'm sorry to say that, but that's what they say. Not me. That's what they say. So it's too frustrating for them. So how can we possibly go forward? How can these people know what a stop sign is for, or what a yield sign is for, or anything? How can they order off a menu?
I have experience myself with the illiteracy issue. I had surgery where now close-up vision, everything's double. And with this crazy virus, still haven't been able to get over there to see if they can correct it at all. But my wife gave up her eyes a long time ago to stop them from hacking into her. But she noticed that we both started to notice there was problems, and we started having difficulty writing, remembering. So if I go to actually write something, it's very difficult for me. I use voice dictation most, and apparently it's pretty darn bad with mine. She learned to do it really well. She's great at it. Because she learned Braille on her own just so she didn't lose that capabilities. And do you know, now that she got through the classes and she took math and algebra and all that all over again just to learn how to decode it, basically. You got to translate this stuff. It's not as simple as you think. And I gave her everything she needed to do it. I admired. But they're closing all those classes down. So now you're having that. Now, I noticed myself, when I really have to write something myself, I have to think hard and go back and picture that word in my head, because I haven't seen it in so many years, because it's too difficult for me to try to read when it's double. I just joked around with her every once in a while. Well, it's a nice thing when you get close, there's two of you. So you got, it gets kind of difficult, but I've noticed that in writing, I would struggle. I would have to really think if I had to write a college paper now.
Dr. Shuley, any comments about the cognitive process?
Well, I think as long as you use it a lot on a regular basis, I've been a bookaholic all my life. And I think that's one of the reasons that my brain still functions as well as it does. I didn't learn typing until computers came in, but I do pretty well with it. I can do it, but I actually enjoy writing better than using a keyboard.
You know, interesting you say that, Dr. Shuley, because I was dyslexic in elementary school. They thought I was retarded and I would never finish. And then they thought I'd never make it to high school. And in high school, they thought I'd never finish and thought I'd never make it to college. And in college, they thought I'd never finish and graduate. And so I outgrew or fixed my dyslexia by reading things that I like to read. Lafayette Radio and Electronics catalogs, to a lesser extent, Radio Shack catalogs, Popular Science, Popular Mechanics, and I was interested. So I forced myself to read, and the words that would jump around on the page jumped around less and less and less and less, and pretty soon they don't jump around anymore. And so that's how I fixed my dyslexia. So running it through my brain more and more and more, I don't know, maybe I found a new spot in my brain that worked better. I'm not sure how that works, but I fixed it on my own. And that's why I'm so concerned, because I know what it's like not to be able to read. I know what that's like. And I can't imagine what society would be like if pretty much everybody, every young person you see, can't read, write, multiply, add, subtract, know history. I can't imagine what that would be like. Not everybody's going to be able to flip burgers. There aren't enough burgers to flip.
Here's a situation about counting. We went over there to St. Louis
They prescribed her 3 months' supply of medication. Doesn't matter what kind it was, 180 pills. They gave her 80. So she went back, said, look, you gave me 80. They were both there with calculators, and they couldn't find out how many they owed her. And I'm like, these people are handling our medicine. I am concerned.
All right, so I bought on the Internet some lecithin granules. Dr. Shuli recommended that I take lecithin granules. And they became in short supply, hard to find. So I found this one company, and they had it for $7.96. So I called them up, and they had 25% off coupon, and they wouldn't use the coupon. And so I talked to them, and finally they were able to sell it to me. And so I bought four of them. And so what happens is I get the invoice. Now, they didn't charge me $7 and change. They charged me $8.90, roughly $9 each. So they raised the price. They told me one price. They charged me a higher price. And I ordered four of them, and they shipped me five. So the guy or gal who was packaging this can't count to five or four. Now, how is that possible? That's where we're headed. So now I'm saddled with, I got to call these guys and, you know, let them know that they need to adjust the price to what we agreed on and that I need to pay them for the extra one.
Good
what
luck.
A nuisance. No. What a nuisance.
Can I ask you a question about that?
Yeah, we're only talking about counting to five.
It, doesn't it irritate the heck out of you that the simplest task that you have to do every day becomes a nightmare?
Well, yeah, and so if I buy something at the Chinese factory outlet, they send me an email. So what do you think? How did it arrive? Well, it had arrived in a box that was 8 times bigger than it needed to be, and it had way too little packing, and the big, heavy metal cans smashed into the little plastic items, and they're all splintered all over the box, and I can't find half of them. What do you mean, how do I like it? And my question is, who hired the guy who's packaging, and who hired the guy who supervises the packaging, and who hired the guy who's in charge of packaging? Who hired those people? And why are they still there? Because when I pay for it, when I click checkout and I go pay, it's mine. And that's when it gets destroyed. It's not destroyed when it's in the pallet in the warehouse. It's destroyed when they put it in the box, my box. That's when it gets destroyed. That's the start of the destruction process. And I resent that because I don't go to a store and, well, I don't go to the store anyway, but if I did, I wouldn't go and look for the smashed cans and smashed packages and broken, if I had, just as an example, let's say I'm buying crackers, I wouldn't. But I wouldn't look for the smashed box and say, oh, that's the one I want, the smashed one. But that's what I get. It's an outrage. And that's why I'm so concerned about what is happening right here, right now, with this lost generation. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shuley's with us. David's with us. David, if you'll bear with me for just a couple minutes, I've got a couple quick questions for Dr. Shuley. Dr. Shuley, you're going to be on the air this week in KICK in Springfield, Missouri. Would you tell our class how they can get emails from you should they want to be invited to the free over-the-air radio classes with the video?
Oh, boy, I cannot do that. But if they will send me an email, I will turn it over to the guy who can.
Okay, so Norm at Norm Shealy.com. Norm, N-O-R-M, at Norm Shealy, N-O-R-M-S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. You can sign up for the free newsletter, and what will happen is you'll get a wealth of information, and you'll get an invitation to his free class. Now, these are radio broadcasts with video. He and Dr. Sergey Sorin, his medical business partner and clinic practitioner, broadcast once a week out of the radio studios of KICK, and I used to broadcast out of there as well, so I'm quite familiar with that. It's a great operation, and you can be invited. It's not like it'll just tell you when. It's not like you have to have a special invitation. You can go there without being invited. You just need to go know where. So that's what this will do for you. Dr. Shealy, a couple very quick questions. Saul Palmetto, I have a question from one of our class. What is the, for men, in middle-aged men, what is the dosage of Saul Palmetto that you recommend?
400 milligrams 3 times a day.
400 milligrams 3XD. Okay. And is there a weight consideration, or is that just for everybody, all men?
You know, I would say that's for an average male of about 150 to 160 pounds.
Okay.
Just up to 200 pounds, I might add another one.
Okay. And the next question, Let's see. When I take vitamin C, if I take a lot, toward when I think I'm getting close to too much, I tend to get jittery. Is that a normal feeling when you take too much vitamin C?
Not to my knowledge. And to me, most people, when they get too much, you actually get diarrhea.
Okay, because when I had an increased rate of the Myers cocktail, I felt the same kind of a jittery, hyper feeling. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, we are all very unique to those kinds of things. And although it's somewhat unusual, anything's possible. I've never seen a serious reaction to the vitamin C.
Right. And I didn't have a serious one. It's just that
right.
I can feel like, I'm winding up to 120 miles an hour, 130.
Yeah.
I can just feel that. Okay, next question. It goes away, half hour, hour later. Alternating between probiotics and antibiotics. So someone who's been prescribed antibiotics, let's say every other day, and we've talked about this. I just want to make sure that the class understands the interaction between probiotics and antibiotics. We've talked about yogurt. We've talked about yogurt with lecithin granules. We've talked about probiotics, GR8, Edophilus. And so let's say a person is going to take an antibiotic every other day at noon. Let's say that's the regimen. And let's say it's, for some reason, it's required, whatever the reason may be. What would you recommend in terms of probiotics, yogurt, et cetera? What frequency? Could it be taken multiple times a day, the probiotics, or what?
At least halfway between doses of antibiotics, never near it, because the antibiotics can kill the probiotics. But if you take it 2 to 3 hours apart, it will probably be better. And that's going to be an individual thing. Some people don't tolerate anything milk, and that would include yogurt, but they could tolerate the GR8 Edophilus, and actually now also makes a probiotic 10 instead of 8, which is a little bit stronger.
Okay. And I did a search on the DuckDuckGo, DuckDuckGo, and I typed in Norm Space Shealy, comma, Saul Palmetto. And the third result I got was, well, this is a worldwide quote. Quote, I do not want any urologist to know I have a prostate, end quote. Do you know where that comes from, Dr. Shealy?
I think so.
That's a quote from Dr. Shealy on his website. And I have a recommendation. Class, you can go to normshealy.com, and he has an optimal health section. You can find out pretty much anything you need to know about Dr. Shealy's recommendations right there, right now. Would you like to comment on that, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I like to talk, and I'm happy to provide the information.
I was thinking over the lay awake at night many nights thinking about all kinds of things. And I was thinking about something that I've heard you say over and over and over again. And I believe that quote would be something like, I'm paraphrasing, that the purpose of life is to help other people.
That is the only real purpose in life, yes.
And that's what you do. That's what David does. That's what we at USA Prepares try to do. And class, I was thinking about that. And if you feel that you ever listen to a broadcast and you do not get your full money's worth from USA Prepares, turn over your radio. At the bottom of your radio, you will see the address, and send in a self-addressed stamped envelope and request a full refund for the amount you paid for the broadcast. And we'll do our best.
I love it.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way
you want if you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch? We can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.